Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
So, last week, we started a powerful series. And, of course, this month, God has actually given us a direction that this month is our month of what? No, God did not say he's understanding the marriage. Why are you going to cross over? We did commanding your month for 3 days. And people are saying something else. Oh, yeah, now. What did God call this month for us? Don't worry. Don't worry, I came to pay for you. It's because of you I'm going to take a route before I arrive at the continuation of divine direction. And thank God it's a new church, so it's good. You see, in the book of Revelation, the Revelation Church, God did not call himself the same name to the churches, number one. The second thing is that God did not give them the same word, the same instruction. So what it implies is that if God has planted you in heaven as a part of a church, and then all of a sudden, when they were given the word for the church, you are not here. You will be running with the church with the vision of another church, and you will say it's not working for you. Because God planted the solitary in families. Now, when God gave us the word for the month, the reason why we could repeat and change the way we were running things before is because it was not effective. We come to discover that most times people are just typing amen, amen during the crossover service. When you come for the commanding your month, you ask them, just like I ask all of you now, what is the word for the month? They will not remember. So that means that they were just typing amen till they will sleep. Then we come up with, 3 days. That means that those 3 days, there were no instructions that were being documented in your book. Because we are just in the 13th day of the month, and I'm asking us, after 3 days of prayers, that what is the word for the month? People are saying, something. And that was something you prayed about for 3 good days. Glory to God. So, the word for the month was given every first of each month. And that's why we come up with commanding your month. And we said that the reason, the essence, there are 4 essences to which we do the commanding your month. Number one is that you'll be able to speak to the month. Number two is that what? You will be able to immune the month. Number next is that what? We all talk to me now. Number next is what? Yes, to enjoy the month. And number last is to what? Receive instruction for the month. I'm shocked. But it's a good start. Don't worry. He's still in church. All of us are trying to build. So it is incorrect that something is being shared in your spiritual family and then you do not remember. You see, the issue is not with the word. The issue is that you permit the devil to take the word. Matthew chapter 13, very quickly. Matthew chapter 13, let me lay this foundation very quickly. Matthew 13, let's start reading from verse 1. Matthew 13, very quickly. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Next verse, very quickly, please be fast. Such a large crowd gathered around him, and he sat in a boat. And short, next verse. This is actually the parable of the farmer. He said, then he told them many things in parable, saying, a farmer, can we read together, 2, 3, go. Saying what? To sow his seed. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Next verse. He said, as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. He said, and the birds came and ate it up. The next thing is that what? Some fell on rocky places where it did not have such much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. And these are the kind of people you are going to find in church. The next one is what? He said, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots. Next verse, very quickly. He said, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked up the plants. He says, still other seed fell on the good soil, where it produced what? A crop, yes? That was sown. This is what the Bible is telling us. It means that the issue is actually not with the soil. It's not with the seed. The same seed finds its way on the path road, on the pathway. The same seed finds itself among rock. The same seed finds itself among thorns. And then the same seed finds itself on good soil. Then my concern was, if it is a good soil, then all the fruits should produce the same way. Still at good soil, there was still variation. 100, 60, and 30. So there is every possibility. The devil does not have issue with you listening to the word. Yeah, he will push you to go and listen. It is what the word is doing in your heart that the devil is concerned about. Because if you read that scripture, go to verse 20, very quickly, because of my time. Verse 20, very quickly. He said, the one who received it. No, go to verse 19. Yes, verse 19. He said, when anyone hears the word about the kingdom and does not understand it. Hey, no, let's start with 18 actually. I want to show you something. This is not the meaning. This is the interpretation Jesus is giving to the parable. He said, this is what the parable means. Next verse. He said, when anyone hears the message, please, what is the person hearing? When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, he said, the evil one has come and snatched away what has been sown in his heart. The word is a seed. You should guard it with everything that is inside of you. When the word is released in your direction for the month, the devil will want to steal that word. Jesus was giving us a parable. The issue is not with the seed. The issue is with the word, with the heart. And Jesus is saying, he said, the evil one come and snatch away what was sown in his heart. And that is why when God was admonishing us by true proverb, he said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it proceed the issues of life. As the word is being released in your direction, I want you to know that it becomes your responsibility to guard the word that is in your heart. The same thing. Because, in fact, what gives me concern is that after the word is being guarded, even the fruitfulness is not the same. Even when the thing lands on the good soil, it is not the same. But do you know the irony? The Bible says, a man who has his word on the path, do you know where a path is? A path, hope you know that naturally, all the world actually is supposed to be full of grasses. Yeah. Either grass or water. But when people begin to walk a path, they begin to increase the traffic there. Then the grasses begin to give way for the person to be able to pass. What it implies that if you leave that pathway untarred for many years, the grasses will return back to where they have been. So the seed that fell on the path here that the best of the year can pick up, it represents somebody whose heart is also a path. Everything is passing through. He's thinking about Indomie. He's thinking about house rent. He's thinking about whatever. The word that will pick him out of house rent, out of house rent and making it a landlord, is coming for him. But the path, he is distracted. The thing is not moving and going. That is where the devil can pick the word. Same heart. Where there is confusion, where there is no concentration, where there is no focus, where there is a lot of thinking, the devil can easily hijack the word that was released in your direction. What the devil does is that he confuses you not to focus on what can help you, and you begin to worry. There is a difference between worry and meditation. Worry is thinking about the problem. Meditation is thinking about solution. So when you are in church, what the pastor is amplifying for you is not your problem. But your problem is us. Do you know the irony? The two of them sit on the same place. So while you are in church now, you are thinking about the person you want to go and pay. When your word is coming,
That thing you are thinking about will not allow you to get the solution. You cannot focus on the problem and focus on the solution at the same time. So what the devil does is that he amplifies the problem in your heart. And then you begin to think about the problem. While your word is coming, he begins to snatch it out of your heart. So there should never be a time where you are in church and you are not focusing on the word. They gave you the word for the month. Your focus is not on it. Are we still on the same page? Are we still on the same page? So the Bible says the devil comes and snatch away the word. Tell your neighbor, the devil will not be able to snatch away the word again. Because if God releases word in your direction ahead of time, the devil came late. If you have the word of God for it, the devil came late. This is the month that has been declared your month of divine direction. You should take it seriously. It's something that they should ask you, that even in a dream, you can still hope, you know, there are some consciousness you carry into your dream. That you are in your dream, they say you will be confused. Say nothing. My steps are ordered. Because that is the word for you this month. And congratulations to the new graduate. Please don't join the set of confused set of people. Fresh graduate. After 5 months, you are still fresh. After 5 months, fresh graduate. After 1 year, fresh graduate. After 6 years, fresh graduate. When will you move on to being from being a graduate? There is transition in your life. There is something we call Passover. There is something we call crossover. When what you are doing now, after graduate, the graduate should even leave your whatever. You are not a fresh graduate. You are not a working class person. Leave graduate out of it too. Because it should create a consciousness in your heart that a transition has happened. Just imagine somebody telling himself, fresh couple. After 5 years, fresh couple. But my brother, you are not a married man. Leave fresh alone. Fresh what? The fresh couple was on the day that beyond the latest couple in town. And funny enough, if people are using the same venue for wedding, they do not become the latest again. If they use that place again, they are now outdated latest. Then the new latest in town are the people that are married after them. Because people marry almost every second. And let me tell you, people marry even in midnight. So that you know that, okay, when you are sleeping now, that your wedding was so early, so you are the latest couple. My brother, people marry midnight. There is no time they don't marry. Depending on which religion they belong to. People that fly, they marry them midnight. Praise God. But are you getting this? The devil can start the word. Now, there's a nice start I want to give you because it's not even my emphasis. But thank God, it's still church. We have plenty of days to preach. Shall you get it? So you will still be blessed. Say, I will bless. I will not allow myself to be distracted. Because that was where God was prompting my heart in this direction, actually. That I should talk about this before I even start my sermon. That was the prompting I received while I was praying. And true to it, it was confirmed. Now, give me Matthew chapter 7. The building church. We say our foundational pillars are the word, the Holy Spirit, the word of God, prayers, and what? And reaching out. And one of our visions, we have more visions that we stated here. He said to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life. To build a people that are edified and to stature. And then to build a people that are immune against what the trials of times, and we put it in bracket, trials of time and then storm. And then we also say to raise a people that we stay with the word. They are not only hearing the word, they practice the word. Deeply rooted in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew 7, 24, I want to show you something very quickly. Because the building church, I want you to know that the building church, we are building, you cannot build without the word. I say you cannot build without the word. The word is the reason why you are building. But the practicing of the word is the reason why your house will not fall. Oh, you did not get that. The devil does not have vision with you listening to the word. We already saw it. He can pick the word. He's not afraid of the word. He can pick it from your heart. If your heart is on the path, if your heart is distracted, you are in church and you are thinking about mama. You are in church now. You are thinking about that woman, that heart. You want to shut by. And your word is coming that you are supposed to be a conglomerate CEO. You are thinking about cocoa. What is the cocoa of the matter for you? Never allow yourself to be distracted. The devil can pick the word on the path. fix it. The essence of the word is not just for you to listen to it, it's for you to do a change. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 55, Jesus, God was saying through the prophet Isaiah, he says, so is my word that go out of my mouth. He said, it does not return to me empty, but achieve the purpose for which I send it, and accomplish the purpose for which it's been sent. So what it means is that God cannot send a word your direction and say, I can't do it. A word cannot be released in your direction, that this is your month of divine direction, and then you are confused in life. No! You receive clarity for your business. Oh, you are not yet. I say you receive clarity for your business. You receive clarity for your career path. You are finished school now, nothing beats knowing what to do next and where to be. So that means that, do you know something about season? One of the things that happen, and that's why I want you to go and read that book and listen to that message again, understanding times and seasons. Anything you do at the right time and you carry out the right action, that thing is inevitably going to be successful. Yeah. Just imagine now that the people doing camera, they did camera that is 4G. They did camera that is 4K. And then we don't have a network that can do that. Hope you know, even till now, some of your devices cannot stream 4K. But because they have moved now from 4G, not when 3G came, everybody was all about 3G. The next, 4G. 4G now, hope you know that with the advancement of technology, if you are browsing on 4G, it's like you don't have network. Yes. Because everything is now more speedy. But just imagine that when we are using Edge, how many of you remember that Edge? That the thing will roll like this. They will give you 10 megabytes that they expect you to use for transgenerational. You pass it over as a will to your children. Like, okay, now, I can't finish the 10 megabytes. This will happen to you now. I will 5 megabytes to you. You, in turn, will like 7 and 4 megabytes to your children, because it will take 100 years for you to be able to finish 1 megabyte. It's because it's Edge. Just imagine when there was Edge. That was when somebody was inspired to aspire to come up with 4K resolution. Your timing is key. Nothing beats a man that knows what to do next. I am praying for you. There will never be a time in your life that you'll be confused. Oh, that your aim is standing on one leg. I said there will never be a time you will be confused. And I just perceive that some of you are thinking of, okay, sir, just finish on time. I'm traveling home today. You know, because a number of students have traveled, quite all right. And then a number will still travel. But can you get the word before you travel? Because the ransom of the Lord will return. And when they are returning, they return with everlasting joy. Ooh! With everlasting joy. So the devil is not afraid of you hearing the word, but he's afraid of you when you are a doer of the word. Because look at that. And I said that it is with the word you build. You build with the word, but you don't become, you don't take the stability of the word by hearing. You build by hearing the word. But the stability of the house you built is not on the strength of hearing the word. No. Look at what the Bible says. He said, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine, hears and put them into what? Is like a wife who built his on the... Now, look at the next one. Look at the first, the next one. The rain came, rose against it, and yet the house did not fall because its foundation is on the what? On the rock. Now, next verse, look at this. Please, can you read this together with me very quickly? For everyone who does what? Wait. What is similar to all of them is hearing. And that is why the both of them could build. Yeah. They both had. So the guy that was found foolish was not because he did not hear the word. He also had. The hearing was able to enable him to build. So it takes hearing to build. It takes practice to keep the house that you built intact. Because he said, but everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. Who they want to be foolish? You are not foolish, guys. You cannot hear the word. The word cannot be released in your direction. And in just 2 seconds, the devil has taken it away. You don't even remember what they said in church. And yet you come up with something like church was powerful today. Even somebody that did not attend church can post that. You are waiting for after service. Maybe the gallery where they do photo booth, you quickly snap. Eh? Thought was powerful. Hey, and church is not touching your life. You can hear the word and still be a fool. I'm not going to answer that. The Bible. You can hear the word and still be a fool. So he said, but everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on his sand. And then he said, the rain came. The same test was directed towards the two of them. But for a practicer, what is built can stand the test of time. That is what the building church stands for. So you cannot be in a church and then you are not the doer of the word. You don't just hear the word. The first thing you need to do is that you hear the word. When you hear the word, you can build anything. But what we keep what you are building is practice. I don't want to stress this too much. Let me end this charge in James 1. Are we getting blessed or blessed? James 1 verse 20. Very quickly, James 1 20. And do you know the irony? Me, I'm not just a practicer of the word. We see still, 60%. I don't do 30%. I do 100. I do 100%. My heart is good. When the word drops, I go with it. I do not expect that I should be confused this month. I don't know about you. Because the month has already been declared as our month of divine direction. Any area of your life where you are seeking clarity, this is that month for you. You notice by the Spirit. Some people are not spiritual. They are not. And when I ask them again, what was this? You say, in this place, it's not correct that you came to church, not right. And yet, post on service was. They do like this. They don't do that. Yet. You can't build anything tangible if you can't write down. No, it has to be written. If you do not come with your paper, I think you came with the phone. Which. One of the ways to avoid distraction is to get a phone and you get a notepad. Call it Sermon Note and write there. That's the way you remember to practice. And I was telling my people some times back, I said there are two words in the English that I talked about going back to something. You see the word remind. It's talking about a mind that you go back to. So when you are in an exam hall, if you do not read anything in the mind, there's nothing the Holy Spirit will remind you. You will fail. It takes mercy of God for you not to fail woefully. Remind. Another one is remember. It takes a member to go back to. You remember that you go back to a member. Just take for example. How many of you remember how you were? Everybody confused. It's because he's not a member of your memory. Can't come back. So remember, that thing was a foreigner. But now, if I say it again, it has become a member. You say, you said it the other time. Since a member. Then you will be member. Go back to member. Remind. You go back to remind. And then, one of my great mentors, Pastor Bayo Olubi, he says that the dullest pencil is sharper than the sharpest brain. The dullest pencil, sharper than the sharpest brain. Anything. Ojugo was here. Go back here after how many years? It will still be on the wall. Kinika was here. It will be there. Don't do that to us. You write the document. You write the document. Hope you know that the reason why we are reading the book of Revelation, well, you can just imagine with me for a while that John, when he was caught up in the high hand of pastor, as the angel was talking to him, he said, I knew why they picked John. Me, I knew. Because this guy, they had to tell him not to write. You don't get it. He was so good with writing that in heaven, they had to tell him, hey, wait, don't write. Put your conscience in. Do you know why? God has to so much preserve him. Why? Because he was the only one that died the natural death. In fact, do you know the argument? They threw this guy inside boiling hot. This guy came out. Udechi. He had no reason in Nigeria just to survive. They threw him they now say, ah, this guy is a spirit. They now banish him to the island. Where he was banished, that's where he was caught up. The guy, at the least, he writing, skill guy, let him write. Do you know the argument? He's also to God. Why do you think God has to protect Moses at all costs? Moses are just, do you know what it means? It's not possible. Die! They are just giving a decree that they should kill every person. Then, the daughter of the man that asked them to keep it saw a daughter, a son, and said, this is one of the sons of the Israelites that they have and carried him. And trained him under his father's roof. And the father slept him. And brought him back up. And they trained him in the writings and the education of the Egyptian. Then this guy now started feeling powerful. And went to kill somebody. Kill somebody and he was in the palace. Up you know, naturally. By design. The palace will not be outskirts. The palace will be in the middle. By the time he recognized that he had killed somebody, by that time it will have been gone. Yes, after he discovered that he has killed somebody, he still had the energy to escape from the palace and run to a place, die. Oh, love him. And do you know why God loved him? Because all the people unto Moses did not write, know how to write it. Nothing. He did not write nothing. It took Moses going back to Genesis, the book of the beginning. Was in word and everything, he did not write one thing. Just imagine that it was Abraham that wrote the story himself of why he wanted to go and kill Isaac. You will understand more than you are doing. He will put you and say, my hand was shaking. This is my son, man. Who is God being? Every other thing we knew about him, we knew by the Spirit. Why do you want to start knowing things by the Spirit when you can go back to your divinity? Something God has written for you, a message God has given you, you are not there and saying, And that is why some of you are not seeing revelation. They are not moving you to places because it will have been lost in whom. Just imagine with you forward that this guy was Alan Pastor. As he was saying, right, okay? Go deep. Go deep, Baba. Go deep. And let me not tell you some of you that sick for people's cancer. And the person is talking for 1 hour and you are putting hand. Okay? That is the last one you will do in the front of the person. It will be very big. You will not see you again. Because people, you should cherish people's timing. You should cherish their time that they sat down and talking with you. They are talking with you and they're Then you now go something like, please, sorry for cutting you short. Who is consulting with you? Sorry for cutting you short. That thing you said. I remember in 1929, it happened in 1929. You are the counselor now. Why did you not make me in the past? That's it. Tell your neighbor, say, be a good writer. Document some. You can go back to his eyes to keep the word. Now, James 1. James 1, very quickly. Are we getting blessed or blessed? James 1. Okay, next verse. Let's start from verse 21. Please, can you read this together with me? Okay. Can we read this together? Wait, don't be in haste. Do not what? And so do what? Do what? I am a doer of the word. We say in the villages, there will never be a time when God is not doing something in our midst. The only way is that you are a doer. I am a doer of the word. Don't deceive yourself. Do what it says. Look at what it says, guys. Yes, very good. He said, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what he says, he's like a man who looks at himself in a mirror. Next verse, very quickly. He said, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. That is what happened when I'm asking you, what is the word for this month? And you are looking like this. What if by then can you one year look like? Where your legs come, you don't know what you look like. I have checked mirror today. I am not seeing myself, but I know what I look like. And if for any reason I lost thought of how I look like, what did I do? I go and check the mirror again. The word is your mirror. How many of you check the mirror just once in your lifetime and continue like that? Then I checked the mirror yesterday. That means you are not growing. Because you have changed your style, you have changed whatever, you brush, you did whatever, you keep checking the mirror. Some of you check mirror more than you do the word. As I'm talking to you now, there is a mirror in your bag, except for the word. What are you looking at that you are not looking at in the world? Mirror, you know, in America. If you can't think about your physicals, that much more of the spiritual. The physical is at the mercy of the spirit, of the spiritual. Because the Bible tells us that it's like a man that look himself in the mirror. When you hear the word and you do it, you look yourself in the mirror. So when confusion is jumping at you, when all manner of things is jumping at you, you know what you look like in the mirror. Everything is looking as if the us here, whatever here. You remember the mirror. That it is my mode of divine direction. My steps are ordered. The way of a man is not in himself. What is your mirror? Take for instance, if for any reason now people are telling you, there is something on your face. There is something on your face. Please, what do you consult? You consult the mirror. Then you check the mirror and say, there's nothing there now. The answer I laugh and say, we are just joking. That is what happens when people are defining you outside of your mirror. When people are defining you outside of the world, what you go back to is not to cry. What you go back to is the word. You just finished school. Everything looks like there is chaos. God has said ahead of time that this month is your month of divine direction. God was not confused. You are planning whether or not to relocate. God has said it. He is your mode of divine direction. You can't be confused. Confusion is not one thing. Because we said one of the needs why there is a need for divine direction is for the fulfillment of what? Of purpose. Fulfillment of prophecy. For you to be able to know your place and your position. For speed and accuracy. And somebody is saying you are lagging behind. Elijah left back. I'm coming because I have the word.
You enjoy early help. We are saying that amen on one leg.
I say you enjoy early help. Say to yourself, I look at myself at the mirror of the world. I have not forgotten what I look like. This month, I can't be confused. This month, my steps are ordered. I get it coming from God. Because when we were divine, we said divine means to that something come or is related to God. Some shifts have come into your life that they will trace back to your God. It happened to Jesus in John chapter 3, verse 2. Nicodemus was a teacher. He came to Jesus and he said, Master, we don't know what can do this and that word except God be with him. We know that you are a teacher sent from God. For no one can do the things that way except God be with him. One of the things I enjoy in my life is heavy help. I say you will enjoy heavy help. Your steps are harder. You are not the one somebody can talk to anyhow and say, you don't know what I don't know what. I say, what? I am seeing myself in the mirror of the world. Be calm because I enjoy speed and accuracy. I know my place and my position. My place is not deserted. For some of you, prepare for mind-blowing shift in your career and business. Because one of the things that God has promised us this month is that you will know where to cast the nest. You did not get that. You will know where to cast the net of your career. In John 21, the Bible said, these guys are poor all night. They did not have any catch. If you read it from verse 8, they did not have any catch. When Jesus came, John 21, he said, the other going to follow him. And the net was full. No. Go back to verse 6. Go back to verse 6 very quick. But are we getting blessed or blessed? He said, throw your net on the right side. Somebody say, I am throwing the net at the right side. As a student, you begin to throw your net at the right side for him. These guys have thought all night. They have done everything. Until Jesus showed up. He said, turn your boat to the other. And when they did, he said they were unable to haul the net in because of a larger number of fish. Some of you, larger number of fish is entering your career path.
Larger number of fish is entering your net of career, of business, of ministry. Why do you want to forget how you look like? That is what was painted for you at the beginning of the month. If the month is not looking like that, then you go back to the mirror. You check again and say, but the mirror said it's larger number of fish. It's larger number of fish. How many of you, imagine with me for a while, that you are wearing, you check yourself in the mirror, you are wearing wig, and people say you are doing mulo. Which one will you believe? Will your eyes deceive you? That is what the world does. That is why you have to put the word always, everywhere, write it in fact. They say the people should wear it. They should tattoo it on their body, write it on their doorways. And do you know something about Joshua 1:8? I love that scripture a lot. Give it to me in KJV. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. He did not say you shall not read it. They are not the same. The instruction, because you almost have read it for it to be in your mouth. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. For thou shalt meditate therein day and night. There is that word. And I said, and be careful to observe all that is written thereof. Do you know what they call careful observation? When a patient, when they don't know what is wrong with the patient, one of the things they do is that we have placed the patient on observation. What it implies is that we are trying to monitor a situation. So when it is the word, you observe it, you monitor it until you become one with it. Then you begin to homologio until you catalambano. For the sake of people that is not at homologio, he's talking about confess as another, say the same as another. That is confession. Catalambano is to lay hold of. It's to lay hold of. You confess and lay hold of it. I am praying for somebody. I want to give you a few minutes now. Please get the sound from me. I want to give you a few minutes to say the same as another and catalambano. All the things that have been mirrored for you, all the things that have been said concerning you, I want to give you two minutes, to begin to observe. Is that you are going to pray for yourself? I feel you can do better than what you are doing now. If I were you, I will stand and take my destiny serious. The opportunity I have been giving unto you, don't be distracted, guys. Don't be distracted. If I were you, I would do better than what I'm doing. Ayabakasa menakase. Rakata manamana masosika. Can you begin to confess? Onto you, Catalambano. Begin to homologue you onto you, Catalambano. Go back to the things you have written. Begin to look, observe it in the mirror of the world. You
say to yourself, I fulfill purpose. I avoid unnecessary pain. My steps are harder. I enjoy speed and accuracy. I enjoy early help. You are not saying, I enjoy early help. I enjoy preservation. I maximize opportunities. Say it convincingly. I maximize opportunities. I know my place. I know my position. I fulfill prophecies. No angry prophecy over my life. Can you go up with a shout? Glory to God. Please, let's be seated. Let's be seated. Please, you can go back to your seat. Glory to God. Are we getting blessed or blessed? I say, are we getting blessed or blessed? I want you to write the following questions, rhetorical questions that you will answer yourself. Now, number one is, why do you think some believers struggle with seeking divine direction? Why do you think some believers struggle with seeking divine direction? Number two, can a good idea still be a wrong move without God's direction? We need to put answers to this question. And then, like I recommended earlier, I want to recommend that every person go back to the message again that we did during the commanding your month. The essence of those recording is not for angels. It's for you. It's like checking yourself again in the mirror. That is why those messages are being recorded for you. The number of things that are being said. But when you don't check yourself in the mirror, it's like forgetting what it looked like. And it's an addition. Yes, I think the messages are on Facebook and on YouTube. The Building Church. On the Building Church platform. You can go and listen to them. Listen to those messages again. They will change your life. God cannot give you an instruction for a month and it's not looking like it. You should be directed. You should be full of testimony. Because one of the essence of commanding your month, we said, number one is that you speak to the month. You speak over the month. You enjoy the month. Then you receive instruction for the month. And then you immune the month. Immunization of anything means that the virus is still available, but it can't affect an immune person. That's one of the things you do. Glory to God. Number next, share a time you made a decision without God's leading. What was the result? That thing that you said you thought you had, but you went to ask Sister Sarah out. Now your life is being serious. Sister Sarah, you are the will of God. And then all of a sudden you later discover God did not send you. They just perspire to inspire. So share a time you made a decision without God's leading. What was the result? Then this one is very important. What will you change in your life if you made divine direction a priority? What will you change in your life if you made divine direction a priority? Every person should be writing. Every person should be writing. Number one, I come again. What do you think? Why do you think some believers struggle with seeking divine direction? Number two, can a good idea still be a wrong move without God's direction? Number three, share a time you made a decision without God's leading. What was the result? Number next, what will you change in your life if you made divine direction a priority? Glory to God. Glory to God. So very quickly, what I intend to teach today, I will just introduce it and continue. Because I'm very sure I can't teach on that. I feel very free teaching the direction I did today. Alright. What I would have loved to teach today will have been titled Channels of Divine Direction. Channels of Divine Direction. But what we still did today was still correct. So I'll just lay the foundation and then we'll continue next week. How God speaks today. How God speaks today. The aim of this actually is to help believers recognize and discern the various ways God communicates his will. Now, we are going to be emphasizing on two things. Number one is spiritual sensitivity. Number two is scriptural alignment. Number one, spiritual sensitivity. Number two, scriptural alignment. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Now, I want to show you a few scriptures. John chapter 10, verse 27. John 10, 27, very quickly. John 10, 27. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Please, can we read it together? It says, my sheep listen to my word. I know them and they do what? That is divine direction. If you don't hear the voice of your shepherd, how can you follow? My sheep listen to my voice. So there are channels of divine direction. And I'm going to be emphasizing on spiritual sensitivity and scriptural alignment. If you can't hear the voice of the master, how can he direct you? In Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23, which was one of our anchor scriptures last week, we said that it was not given to man to direct his path. It is not for man to direct his steps. And if it is not for man to direct his steps, that means the man must hear to be directed. And that is why in Isaiah 30:21, he said, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So you must hear a voice. How does your master reach you? Because God will keep speaking your direction, channels of divine direction. How did we get here? This property where we are in now, how did we get here? We were praying where we had God set for us, that he has given us land. We received that word February, and we started rejoicing. The highest, the facility where we were before, which was rented, the highest that thing can take is maybe 77. And that is if all of us put ourselves like standing. 77%. That was where we were. We're praying. And then all of a sudden, we started walking around looking for land. Then we got to a place there, Jajala, four plots. They showed up four plots. They were looking promising. I said, I like this place. And then while I was driving back, I had in my spirit, don't be led by opportunities. So I said it out loud. Don't be led. Let me tell you guys. You see, one of the ways you can deceive yourself is that the thing is looking good. And then that thing is leading you. It's true, too good to be true. That is how they have scammed someone. The warning signs will be there if you hearken to the voice of your master. He said, don't be led by opportunity. And this is what he said next. He said, I will let you know when the land is ready. You know, they are ready. We did not consult any person. Me and my wife, we just keep praying. We keep thanking God. Then all of a sudden, after one prayer on one Wednesday afternoon, I just received a message. The man that did this cutting, he's not, at least, did the cutting in our house. Just send me this property, this one. I did not tell him I would do it. I did not tell him anything. He sent the thing by himself. That's the question. Yeah, I thought that you're on the phone. Why did you send me another voice? Three voices. Yeah, stop and whatever. The line is asked. Maybe we'll actually be struggling to build in that place. Or maybe we may have issue. Because don't forget, we said last week in Isaiah 46, verse 10, the Bible says what? He said, God is the one that stands at the end and also at the beginning at the same time. He knows what will happen at the end from the beginning. I'm praying for you. You will not be led by your senses. For another person, say you will not be led by opportunities. Glory to God. I'm going to read these few scriptures and then I will be out of this place because I know that I should have laid a foundation, solid foundation. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, Living Bible. Very quickly. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, Living Bible. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, Living Bible. Very quickly. Please, can we read this together? Long ago, God spoke in what? To our truly in. Wait! Telling them little by little about his plans. John that we read, he said, his sheep listen to me. and hearkened to my voice.
He said, they follow me. If you are not hearing, you can't follow. So, but here, the Bible is telling us that in time span, God spoke in various ways, different ways, through the prophet, in various visions, in visions, dreams, and even face to face, telling them little by little about his plan. What has God told you? Can you even hear God? You can't. You know there is no relationship if there is no communication. The life of any relationship is the communication life. Yeah? Your father has not been talking to you and you are okay. It's not correct. And then 1 Corinthians. I think I will just end it in this 1 Corinthians. So that I will now start. Okay, let me write this down. God desires to guide us in every area of life. God desires to guide us in every area of life. I'm not saying marriage. When it comes to marriage, now people are now up and down looking for a prophet to pray for them. No, in every area of your life. Because your life is almost like a puzzle that is being joined together little by little. And you see, it's telling them little by little about it. Now, the next thing I need to note is that the issue is not about God's silence. It's about our sensitivity. God can be speaking to you and you are not sensitive to pick it. I pray for you, may your sensitivity be heightened. That your amen, standing on one leg. I say, may your sensitivity be heightened. In the name of Jesus. Now, this is the last scripture I want to read because of our time. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So, have we been blessed or blessed? 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 8 to 16. I want us to read it. And if you understand this scripture, no, it's not the last one. Let me read Matthew. This is not on itself. Let's read Matthew. Don't worry, just read it. Matthew. Let's read Matthew chapter 13 from verse 8 to 17. It's a long read, so don't worry. I won't explain anything there. There are scriptures that explain themselves. They are joined together. All right, please, can we read this together? Oh, wait. Oh. Okay. No, from verse 9. 9. Uh-huh. Please, can you read this together? Wait. If you are reading this, you will not get this. Please, I want to ask you a question. Please read it together again. Is that me saying that he was it? Is food not for eating? What is the function of ears? Is not to hear. That means that there is any possibility you have a spiritual ear, you are not hearing it. Because your whole sense of spiritual sensitivity has to be developed. Next verse, very quickly, you will see now. Next verse, very quickly, is a long read. He said, the disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? Next verse, very quickly, he replied, the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but not to them. Very quickly, next verse, he said, whoever has an ask will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Now, this scripture is actually not talking about property. It's talking about hearing. Are you talking about kingdom? Because where we are coming, was he talking about anything? Was he talking about land? He's not talking about land now. He was talking about you have here, let him hear. So what it implies that the one that have been hearing and have been adhering to what he has been hearing will be giving more. So the last instruction you obey of God, that is where you will still be. And if you do not do anything with it, the Bible is telling you that God will come and carry it. So I not think that God has all the time to be wasting around you. That thing told you that God started this ministry. God started this ministry. And don't forget, Apostle Paul already said it. He said that you can delay, but God's agenda cannot be delayed. That instruction God has given, God has given. And I said it severally. The only thing, I may not be correct, but me, I do not believe, actually, that the building church was part of my assignment at the initial point. But when I saw from scripture, the Bible said, let him that has 10. Somebody was giving 5. Then the one that kept one that don't do anything, they add it to the one that will add 10 already. So you have a level. So what may be there? Somebody dancing around. God has given instruction. He not to do anything. They are afraid to start the church. And then God says, son, you are doing well with inside mission. No problem. This one now, I had your 10. One. Because God cannot be confused. There was never a time in my life when I thought, oh, you know that there is a way God can give you an idea of where you are going. There was never a time in my life where I ever imagined my life that I would ever go to church. That is, I'll be a pastor over my church. I will be in church. And that's why most of the time, I used to tell my wife, I know what God told me. I know, because I was too sure that this is what God told me.
I was too sure, guys. God told me that I was going to do the agony. Why is he not adding this? Yeah, I perceive in my spirit. Me, it's me perceiving. I may be wrong. But I perceive. God now said, you are doing well already. Let me add this one to what I told one guy since 10 years ago. Not do anything. Let me add this one to yours. And let me tell you, I will do the building church to effort. To effort. So he will ask here. Because, and that's my wife now told me, because up you know that the instruction of the building church was not 1 month. That's how I planning for it. Naturally, according to, and that's why we took sleepless time, took training, took plenty of things to be able to catch up. Naturally, for you to start any church, it will take you at least 6 months of strategic planning. 6 months. But look at what God has done for us. That is a lot of speed. Why? Because the Bible says, evil has been here to hear, he will be given abundance more. So don't envy people. Envy your own hearing. And I've said it. I say most times, you want your hearing to be supernatural, to be spectacular. That's why you're not saying it's supernatural. You want it to be spectacular. Hope you know there are two people, Mary and, what is the name? Mary and Joseph. Mary was seeing angel. She was talking to angel. Moses is always, what is the name? Joseph is always, before God speaks to him, even the life of Jesus was dependent on a dream. As urgent as it was that Herod wanted to kill Jesus, God had to wait for Moses for Joseph to sleep. To tell him and say, carry this child now and run. If it's Mary, God will have appeared to him. There's another man again by the name, and what is his name? Peter. That one is always the worst. Do you know Peter? If God wants to tell Peter to drink water, he will see vision. Because the Bible says in various ways, you are designing somebody spectacular, which was normal for the person. My wife, take for instance, me, I'm a prophet. My wife is a seer. I hear, left here, legitimately. Once I hear, he's not left here, I'm not broken. So I now say, let's block his left here so I can go. It's my wife that sees. My wife can be seen now and say, I'm seeing a tree. Now God will just tell me the meaning of the tree that she's seen. It's the end result. Because all you know, the essence of seeing tree and seeing all is to an instruction, is not to become a tree. So God will just speak to me too and say, son, go and remove that thing from there. For my wife, God will start showing her a tree. That a tree is moving, a tree is jumping, then the thing now became lion, then the lion now became a rat, then the rat became good. You know, stuff like that. Then he now say, what said that Lord? Then God now say, daughter, this is what it means. Because hope you know that our home, she just got a missed one hint. My home is the final instruction. Just now imagine with me for a while, I'm not dying to be seen. Yeah, simple. And to her, it's also not a stress. Because with the gifting comes the grace. Yeah. Bless your blessing. For those of you that have more, you'll be giving abundance. So this scripture is actually not talking about having things. It's talking about instruction. Next verse, very good. Something here, explain. Pastor, go my tab. Some people say, but you have snapped it in your head. That is a way forward. Let me go in my car. Thank you, sir. Can you not see now? He said, this is why I speak to them in what? In parables. Those saying they do not. Can you see now? After he said he will give him more, he's not even talking about, he's not continuing with what he's saying. Those saying they will not see. They do not understand. And that is the prayer I want you to pray. That may you have seen eyes. This is your image standing on one leg. I'm talking about channels of divine direction. God, will you see hearts, hearing ears, and understanding hearts? I want you to pray for yourself that in the name of Jesus, I have seen hearts. I have hearing ears, and understanding hearts. That is the medium through which God can reach you. Your ear, your eyes, and your heart. They are channel. Next verse, very good. He said, and in them will feed the prophecy. Let's leave this and just go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, very quickly, because I have time to forget. 1 Corinthians, now I read this together. He said, 1 Corinthians 2:8. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 2:8, very quickly. Please, I read this together. None of the rulers of this age understood. Are you seeing where we're coming from? Hearing ear, understanding heart. Hearing ear, seeing eyes, and understanding heart. He said, none of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have prospered. What this scripture is saying is that there are some things that if you have understanding, you will not do. And I'm praying for you, for your step to be divinely directed. I say understanding heart is yours. He said if they have understood it. Now look at, for you to know he's still talking about the same thing. Now verse 9. Very quickly, verse 9. He said, however, as it is written, no eye that has seen, again, eye. No ear has heard, no mind has conceived. What God has prepared for those who love him, look at how they now receive it. He said, for God has revealed to us by his spirit. How? His spirit search all things, even the deep things of God. God, nowhere are supposed to be next. And you fetch it by the spirit. And the spirit deposits it by your eyes, by your ears and your heart. Woo! I am not confused. The rulers of this world may not have understanding. Me, I have. Because it is revealed to me by the Spirit. The Spirit is something that is a mystery to you. The Spirit keeps searching. And that's why in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, if you read it in TBT, the Bible says what? He said, and the Spirit helped our infirmity. How is he helping us? He's praying with us in alignment with God's plan and our destiny. Yes. 27. He said, in alignment, look at it. He said, in perfect. He said, God is searching of the heart. But the Bible is telling us that the Spirit searches the deep things of God. Now, the deeper the searching of the heart knows the full longing, yet he understands the desires of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, he is only once in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. God, I'm not confused. You see, that thing called confusion. The Spirit is searching. Where you are supposed to put your leg next. And this week, you put your leg right. I need you to just pray once. Just like 30 seconds in the Holy Ghost. Because the Spirit is already longing and doing something for you. Is that how you are going to pray? No, please be seated. Pray. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, I will pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at The Building Church behind Beckadim's Tanke Okeodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at The Building Church. Stay blessed.